Well, how do you do, young Willie McBride? Do you mind if I sit here down by your graveside and rest for a while, neath the warm summer sun? I've been walking all day and I'm nearly done. I see by your gravestone you are only 19 when you joined the Great Fallen in 1916. I hope you died well and I hope you died clean. Our young Willie McBride, who was it slow and obscene? Did he beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? And did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did you leave a wife or a sweetheart behind? In some faithful heart is your memory enshrined? Although you died back in 1916, in that faithful heart are you forever 19? Or are you a stranger without even a name, enclosed and forever behind the glass frame, in an old photograph torn, battered and stained, and faded to yellow in the brown leather frame? Did he beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fife slowly? Did I sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? And did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? The sun, now it shines on the green fields of France. There's a warm summer breeze that makes the red poppies dance. And look how the sun shines from under the clouds. There's no gas, no barbed wire, there's no gun firing now. But here in this graveyard, it's still no man's land. The countless white crosses stand mute in the sand. To man's blind indifference to his fellow man, to a whole generation that were butchered and damned. Did he beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fife slowly? Did he sound the death march as he lowered you down? And did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Ah, young Willie McBride, I can't help wondering why. Do those that lie here know why did they die? And did they believe when they answered the call? Did they really believe that this war would end war? Well, the sorrow, the suffering, the glory, the pain, the killing and dying were all done in vain. For young Willie McBride, it all happened again and again and again and again and again. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? There the band played the last post and chorus. Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did they beat the drums slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound to that march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? And did the pipes play the flowers of the fall?
Evening falls once more in the north. People hide again as usual. Turn to their living rooms and wait on the brand new day. Peace in the heart, but they're too proud to say. The house is quiet, the kids can't understand. Their father tells them quiet and go to sleep. With sleepy eyes they wander off. With their mother gone they dream of peace. Another smile lost for peace in this our land. A gentle touch is lost. A mother's hand to see us all right. Do you really think it's worth it? Or is it right? The kids are sleeping, the father sits alone. An empty whiskey bottle on the floor. Thinks of the past, God, it's sad to be on your own. Hatred, mind, a heart of stone. Morning comes around again. The kids get ready and they're off to school. One more night, but it's all the same. In his heart she will remain. Another smile lost for peace in this our land. A gentle touch is lost. A mother's hand to see us all right. Do you really think it's worth it? Or is it right? Evening falls once more in the north. People hide again as usual. Turn to their living rooms and wait on the brand new day. Peace in the heart, but they're too proud to say.
As a sailor and a soldier was none bolder. He went to America at an early age, they say, as a cabin boy to sail the wide world over. Then adventure took him south to the De La Plata mouth. San Martin was on the route in Argentina. So three whaling ships he bought, and Brazil and Spain he fought, and freedom then he sought for Argentina. Oh, where were you, William Brown, when your country let you down? Las Islas, Malvinas, Argentina. You were torn all in your grave, seeing the Irish still are slaves, while Britannia rules no waves in Argentina. You would sing and shout out loud, Buenos Aires, you'd be proud. Las Islas, Malvinas, Argentina. Now the empire's tumbling down, and the paddy's back to crown. Oh, they've let old Ireland down and Argentina. He had heard of Irish hands in the noble gallant band that helped to free the land called Argentina. He had heard with great acclaim the Patricio's name and fame when in 1806 the British came for slaughter. And to this very day, in the Argentine they say, the English ran away from Buenos Aires to the islands further down, and they took them for the crown, Las Islas, Malvinas, Argentina. Now Admiral William Brown, now your navy's fully grown, and you've taken back the islands for your country. They had taken them by force, give them back in their due course, and in Ireland there are some that don't forget you. And the people that went to the Argentine when you, to escape the English laws and wars and famine. They have proved a loyal crew, just like all the Irish do. Las Islas, Malvinas, Argentina. The old colonial days and the cruel English ways, with her thunder blunder we will teach the natives. For the Brits are going to war, just like White Lock did before, with her ships and guns and drums and flags and banners. In the empire days of old, when they murdered for the gold and paraded it around the streets of London. Oh, no human rights were given to the natives dead or living. Las Islas, Malvinas, Argentina. In the Argentine he died, Father Fahy by his side. 57 was the year his country mourned him. A hero of the nation, he's remembered with the nation throughout the world where freedom still abounds. And the Southern Cross take note, where bold Willie Wolfen wrote, the Irish still support you, Argentina. With the empire tumbling down, let no paddies back the crown. Las Islas, Malvinas, Argentina. With the empire tumbling down, let no paddies back the crown. Las Islas, Malvinas, Argentina.
Kochni gwir
my Jäger, the Hitlum Schieß. The Helis Narvan sail, the E is Corvail down, he hocked him lean. Unto Palace, no one to hail him, no one cade van the Goyon tree. No one van the Veil na cade ta, God of Gaelicky. The Cogni Gwyr is banner of Ori Bain May is Mochela the Cui Cartier O Clown Gwyl in Nervid God Ray like Scum Bravna Gwyr A Cairo Scorabe to this Jerem Muskelsha, come the Gerem Foes, a Cochni Grim. A Kairoe Clan Nagelsus, is a lame Hinkamarga Cleve. Scorabe to this Jerem Muskelsha, come the Gerem.
Patrick was a gentleman, he came from decent people, built a church in Dublin town and on it burned a steeple. His father was a Gallagher, his mother was a Brady, his aunt was in the shop to see, and his uncle was a Grady. The Wicklow hills are very high, and so's the hill of Hot, sir. There's a hill much higher, still much higher, nerd about, sir. On the top of this high hill, St. Patrick preached a sermon. Drove the frogs into the bugs and banished all the vermin. There's not a mile of earthen's isle but dirty vermin musters. There he bunted deer 4 foot and he murdered them in lusters. The toads went pop and the frogs went hop, stop, dash into the water. The snakes committed suicide to save themselves from slaughter. 900,000 reptiles blue, which armed with sweetest courses, dined on them and killed the loo and soups and second courses. The blind ones crawling in the grass disgusted all the nation. Down to hell with the holy spell, they changed their situation. No wonder then the Miley lad should be so gay and frisky. Sure old pal, she taught them that as well as making whiskey. No wonder then the saint himself should understand the stillin. His mother came to sheep in shop near the town of Enniskillen. Was I but so fortunate to be back in Munster, I'd be bounded from the ground and never more with Munster. There St. Patrick planted turf and cabbages and pretties. Pig below the grammar store, altar boys and ladies.
When I was young and handy in prime, in taverns I would sit and bide and knit. It's there I met your company, I'd sit and drink my fill. It's there that you took hold of me, I think you've got me still. You're the foxy devil when you're high. You set me mind at ease and then you strike. You set me head a reeling, you make me shout and sing. Memory flees, I get no ease till I have a little drink. You're the crafty rogue, and that's for sure. For your company, there is no cure. I've squandered all me money and the best years of me life. All on your charms, in spite of harm, in spite of peace and strife. Whiskey in the morning, sing and dance to love and fight. And so, despite misfortune, we'll take you as you are. The best of friends and enemies, the best you've known. Foxy devil, when you lie, you set me mind at ease and then you strike. You set me head a reeling, you make me shout and sing. A memory fades, I get no ease till I have a little rain.
I'm a stranger here from Ireland shore. I've been on the road 6 months or more. I've been working and travelling style. I'm a vagabond from Ireland's Isle. My sunburnt tongue stuck up in the air. Many is the lift from here to there. Cars, buses, vans and trains, and the punishing heat, the snow and the rain. Oh, act for the diddle for the dire day. Oh, act for the diddle for the dare. Oh, Mrs. Dolan, your son, he isn't working. I came from Dublin to Jerusalem town, had a drink or two on the journey down, at the railway station called Garda Nord, missed me train through Garglan Heart. 3 days later in Napoli, on the Turkish boat I sailed to sea, stepped in a hot hole down below, travelling tourist class, you know. Oh, act for the diddle for the dare, oh day, oh act for the diddle for the dare, oh Mrs. Dolan, your son he isn't working. Land came into sight, and the customs man gave me a fright. How much money have you got, what you jaw? I bluffed and said, £50 or so. He said, shalom, I said, good day. Grabbed me guitar, got fast away. Down to the desert then I went, digging up history and living in a tent. Oh, act for the diddle for the dire, oh day. Oh, act for the diddle for the dare. Oh, Mrs. Dolan, your son, he isn't working. It was in the Gulf of Aqaba, I met some paddies and we had a fla. Danced through the streets of Eilat town, sang Sean south of Galion. I was travelling, I don't know. You pack your gear, you shove and go. You leave the crack for another bout, could damn well do with the pint of stout. Whack for the diddle for the dare, oh day. Whack for the diddle for the dare, oh Mrs. Dolan, your son he isn't working. Whack for the diddle for the dare, oh day. Whack for the diddle for the dare, oh Mrs. Dolan, your son he isn't working.
St. Denis of France, he never ridden much for to brag, and you heard of St. George and his lance, who killed the old heathenish dragon. The saints of the Welshman and Scot are a couple of pentiful pipers, might just as well go to pot when compared to the patron of vipers. St. Patrick of Ireland and Madeira, he sailed to the Emerald Isle on a lump of a paving stone mounted,
Bet the steamboat be a mile, which mighty good sailing was counted. Says he, the salt water, I think, has made me unmerciful thirsty. Bring me a flagon to drink, to wash down the muller grubs burst ye, of drink that is fit for a sin. He preached then with wonderful force, the ignorant natives a-teaching, with pints washed down each discourse. Says he, I detest your dry preaching, the people in wonderment struck, at the pastor so pious and civil, exclaimed, we're for you, me owl buck, we'll heave our blind gods to the divil, who dwells in hot water below. Distinguished our worshipful man, went to visit an elegant fellow, whose practice each cool afternoon was to get most delightfully mellow. That day with a barrel of beer, he was drinking away with abandon. Says Patrick, it's grand to be here, I drank nothing to speak of since landing. Give me a pull from your pot, well he lifted the pewter and squirt. Believe me, I tell you it's no fable, a gallon he drank from the quart. Left it back full on the table, a miracle everyone cried. I took a pull on the stingo, they were mighty good hands at that bread. They drank till they fell, yet be jingo, the pot still froth o'er the brim. Next day, said the host, it's a fast, and they've nothing to eat but cold mutton, and fried as wood makes it repast, except an unchristian like glutton. Says Pat, stop this nonsense, I beg, what you tell me is nothing but gammon. And the host, he brought down the lamb's leg, Pat ordered it turn into salmon, and the leg must politely comply. You heard, I suppose, long ago, how the snakes in a manner most antic, he marched to the county Mayo, ordered them all into the Atlantic, and never used water to drink. The people of Ireland determine, with mighty good reason I think, for Patrick has filled it with vermin, and snakes, and such other things. He was as fine a man as you'd meet from fair head to Kilcrumper, though under the sod he is laid, let's all drink his health in a bumper. I wish he was here that my glass, he might by art magic replenish, since he is not, why alas, the old song must come to a finish, because all the liquor is gone.
Down that rugged header brace. They faced the broad black brimmer on his breast.
It's just a broad black brimmer with a trimming spray